You're listening to Out of Bounds with Dota. Lose your eye.
What's happening, everybody? Back with another edition of Out of Bounds. Got the boys here. Mark, Steve.
What's up, guys? What's up, guys?
Missed you. You're back.
How dare you guys do a show without me?
We weren't sure if you were coming back, man.
Well, thanks for...
we didn't know what was going on at Cedar Point if you get your head cut off at the Raptor.
It can be dangerous over there.
Keep your head on a swivel over there, man.
Yeah, I know.
Did you go on the Raptor?
I did not. I decided to stay back and watch my six-month-old while my wife tried it.
Okay.
So I was one of those. I was just letting everybody else do it. And I was just enjoying the scenery. And
do you remember that part in the Raptor where it always feels like you got to lift your legs because you're about to hit the
beam
of the wall?
Every ride. I went on every ride before. Now it's like
it's too much. The lines, like my
wife and my brother-in-law, my sister, they waited for like an hour, and then it started drizzling, and then they had to wait another hour.
Oh yeah.
Because then they had to run tests.
Right. Yeah, I can't do it.
So I'm like, we're just walking, going other places, and we're like, where the hell are they? You know? The fuck's taking so long? And then they tell us a story. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not doing that no more. I did that when senior skip day was. When we had all our friends going out to Cedar Point, we didn't mind because we were just talking.
We had no worry. We had no
responsibilities. No,
you had
nowhere
you
to be.
Have, yeah.
Nowhere to be anywhere else, just in that line. And, you know, now it's just, I don't really care for it. I like hanging out.
If I went, I would definitely pay for the pass to get to the front line.
Yes, and
I just don't have it in me to wait an hour.
It's
or
like
$200,
I think, a person.
I would totally do it.
Yeah,
I would absolutely do it.
You would have to pay me to go on those rides. I cannot.
I don't think you'd still go.
Not a roller coaster guy.
No, not at all. I just don't like roller coasters.
So, have you ever been on one, or you just don't like the idea of being on one?
No, when we went
carousel. You ever been on a carousel?
No, we went. Remember we. We went to Cedar Point, and we went on the racing one. What was the racing one?
Was it the Gemini?
The Gemini.
Gemini, right?
That's the only one I went
on.
I had a
heart attack.
Oh, yeah. That's like one of the weaker ones, too.
I know.
My 7-year-old went on the Millennium Force, went on
the best one
the Raptor, went on. They didn't want to go on the Dragster.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one that goes like 100 miles an hour.
It's not worth waiting an hour for 11 seconds.
That's probably why they didn't. Now that I think about it, because we were walking by and I'm like wondering why I didn't stop, but I never, cared to ask him, why don't you guys go here? But the line was just always long.
It's ridiculous.
Every time we walked by there.
The coaster is literally 11 seconds long.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and it's
that
crazy.
That is it. So imagine waiting all day, get some ass, and then 11 seconds later, it's over.
Oh, that's normal.
For you.
That's average.
Hey,
huh?
we're missing a voice on the show.
We are.
If you noticed.
Oh.
Did you notice?
Someone's not here?
I was wondering how I got so many words in.
Did you guys notice? We got a guy, name is John. I think John. Jahan.
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 Jahan. Soft J, right?
Jahan.
Out celebrating his birthday. 41st.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Johnny.
Special tribute to John right here.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy 41st birthday to John. I know he was not happy about turning 40, but I think he's taking 41 a lot better.
Downhill from here, buddy.
When I grow up, I want to be just like John.
Oh.
You do?
No, not really.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I mean, he looks good for 41.
He looks really good.
Yeah. Looks great.
Yeah, I'm proud of him.
I would look like that, but I like pizza. I like donuts.
Yeah, I like that.
Beer. I like ranch.
Yep.
Not together. Not mixed together.
He eats grass all day, and then he'll have a pizza at night. I don't know how he does it. It's in your genes. You said it.
Yeah.
If you don't have skinny jeans, how are you going to fit into skinny jeans?
I'm in his jeans.
The best thing you ever said. That's me. I have fat jeans. I'm not fitting in skinny jeans.
Yeah.
You get it?
No.
Yeah.
You still have to take care of yourself because I don't.
Well,
I'm in his
we're
jeans.
We're never going to get to
fitness
like that.
Fitness is great. His
I don't
stomach,
think I look right.
His stomach absolutely hates him because he doesn't eat enough.
Right.
Stomach has to hate him.
Right. Call him for help.
Right. Hey, let's get into our topics today, because the one everybody's talking about today is the president of the United States going after the face of the NBA. You know, LeBron James made some news in the past week, opening up a school for at-risk kids, free tuition, all kinds of great things that even fans who don't like LeBron on the court were admiring what he's doing. Except for the president of the United States, who took to Twitter this weekend, tweeting, talking about, I'm not going to recite the exact tweet, a direct quote, but basically talking about he did an interview with Don Lemon on CNN, and president said, you know, he's making them look real smart, intelligent.
He called them both idiots, pretty much.
Which he said was very difficult to do. Look, this is part of the problem I have with everything that's been going on with sports, is bringing politics into it, which is driving me crazy. Because, you know, LeBron, the reason the president's going after LeBron is because he addressed what the president has been doing, especially with the national anthem debate and everything like that, and talking about how, you know, sports is becoming divided. Sports has always been that thing that brings people together, right? Fans from the same town, you know, fans from rivals, you know, you still come together and you watch the game because you're rooting for your team, rooting against the other guys. But, you know, all good, fun rivalry, that sort of thing. This is just at an entirely new level, okay? I have been heavily criticizing LeBron James, the basketball player.
Yeah.
I have not criticized LeBron James, the man.
Right. None of us
have. The father, the husband. This guy's a role model.
Definitely.
Any way you slice his life, any way you look at it, had every reason, you know, based on his childhood, had every reason to turn up as a bad kid. Could have gotten into trouble. Could have hung out with the wrong crowd because of his upbringing and where he brought up and his family situation.
Grew up without a father.
Without a father, without that role model in his life to lead the way for him. Fans, little kids across the country look up to this guy because he is a role model. He is what you want in a role model if you're a parent. And to have the president come out, it's like, what are you doing, man?
That's just him, though. That's just the president.
Listen, Twitter is a toy, and President Trump plays with this toy too much. That's all it is. He finds the little things that he can throw out there to kind of ruffle the feathers out there, and then if it's a big star like LeBron James doing all these great things, he wants to poke his nose into it. And you mentioned it earlier about the politics and how it's coming in sports and stuff. That's getting to me, too, you know? Like, it's all great what LeBron James is doing, the school for kids in his hometown, all that stuff he's doing off the court, too.
And it's not just that.
And not just off the court, but on the court, too. He's entertaining us. Yeah. Whether we like him as a player or whether we don't, he's still entertaining us. We still talk about him every day because we want him to play. When he's out of the game, we might miss him. But then what he's doing off the court, it's incredible. But just all the politics, it's like they find the time to try to talk about what's going on in the world and all this stuff, which is great. I know you're LeBron James. You're a role model. You have a right to speak what you want to speak, but there's time. There's places for it. All that stuff. If you want to, you know, write a book about it, you write a book about it. If you want to, like, I don't know. It bothers me. I want sports to be sports. I don't want it to be political, like how football was and how that mess went on, and Trump got involved in that, and now he's getting into basketball, and the whole NBA is against him now. The whole NBA is tweeting for LeBron, rightfully so.
Yeah, they all jumped on it.
Rightfully so, but it's just, you see what we're hearing? We're not talking about, pretty soon it's not going to be about the game at all.
They never liked him, though. No, nobody in the NBA really was for Trump. Or even in Hollywood, they were all against him.
But it makes everybody speak when something happens like this. It makes everybody come out and say, like, a lot of them can stay quiet. Everybody has, you like who you want to like. You vote for who you want to vote.
Okay, why didn't they say anything?
He was voted in as president. You got to accept it.
Why didn't they say anything when he congratulated LeBron James on winning, what, Athlete of the Year or whatever it was he won?
Because they never liked him in the first place.
Five tweets, he congratulated this guy about different things, and no response from anybody. This is a reaction from an action, right? Because when I first seen your when you tweeted us, and I woke up this morning and I seen it, I'm like, damn. I was like, why did he do this? And obviously there was a reason, and then I found out later why.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing, though. Look, athletes, I'm okay with athletes taking a stance on politics and on social issues. That's what they're supposed to do. They are role models. They are supposed to set the stage. They are the guys. It's okay for them to bring awareness to what's going on in the world. That is absolutely okay, and they have that right, and they've earned it. They have the stage. They have the platform. They've earned it. Okay, they can say those things. They're not doing it every day. They're not doing it at every press conference. They're not
doing
it. Yeah, but
you don't need to bash the president. You don't need to bash the president. You don't like the president. That's your problem.
Right.
He's voted in. He's the president of the United States. He's got more power than you. Leave it as it is. There's nothing you can do about it. He's got more power than you.
You can have your say, too.
You can have your say, but what are you winning with it, though?
You get asked.
What are you winning with bickering with the president of the United States back forth, back forth?
You're the most popular athlete. In the world,
you're doing your part.
You're going to get asked.
You're building
about
a school for kids. You're donating. You're doing this. You're helping all millions of people. You're doing your part. Do that. Play basketball. Play your game. Be the best player in the world. Be the best role model in the world. You can't control who's in the White House. You can't. You can't control whether you like it or not. He was voted in by America. Voted in into the White House. He's the president of our United States. That's it. Done deal. There's nothing you can do. You're not winning with him. You're not. He loves that. He's always going to win. Always going to win. No matter what's said, what's done, the president of the United States has more power than you, LeBron James.
Of course. Of
course. So that's it. It's done. There's nothing you're not going to win.
Literally, but not figuratively. LeBron James probably equal level in terms of power outside
Listen,
of obviously
I'm not defending
the office.
Donald
the
Trump is – that was stupid. That was dumb. You have better things
That's
in the world
the
to do.
That's the problem.
You have better things to do in the world. They're both at fault, I think.
No.
I think they're both at fault.
No, they're not.
More fault on
no.
Trump's
Listen,
side, of course.
With everything,
more fault on Trump's
with
side.
With everything going on in the world, okay? Everything. The threats we're facing every day, okay? And the issues in this country with immigration and health care and everything else going
there's
on.
There's other platforms for
I
that.
I don't
Twitter.
Need to hear the president's take.
Oh,
sports.
I know.
I don't
agree
care,
with you on that.
Okay? I don't care. But he's butthurt because athletes don't want to go to the White House
yeah.
anymore to celebrate
well,
their
football.
Because it's
now
not,
he's killing basketball.
Because it's not cool anymore because these guys are alienated by him. Okay? The president is supposed to take I don't care what your politics are. It's not Democrat, Republican. It doesn't matter. The president of the United States, the most powerful person in the world, is supposed to put somebody that's a role model on a platform, on a pedestal. You're supposed to pat that guy on the back for what he does.
He did,
This is where LeBron does things better than Michael did off the court. Michael didn't get involved in social issues. He didn't have a say in politics.
Well,
he wasn't
world,
doing
man.
What he what LeBron
world.
Is doing for his community. Forget about just the school he just opened for at-risk kids. He sent hundreds of kids to college.
Well, I know that.
And what he's doing, he's a good dad, okay? He hasn't been married three times. Like the guy on the other side of the tweet. And I love what the NBA has done for LeBron, including Michael Jordan and the other faces of the NBA that have come to his defense. And on top of that, the commissioner. This is where MLB's commissioner could learn a lesson, okay? Because Adam Silver comes out and defends the face of his league. And says, LeBron James is one of the greatest players to ever play the game. He's a role model. He does things on the court. He does things off the court. To bash him and to try to put him down. And it's not even just that. To insult a man's intelligence. Yeah, I understand LeBron James never went to college. He went straight into the NBA from high school. But you know what he's done? He's a multimillionaire. He's got a successful entertainment company. He's doing things in life that he's a self-made man.
Listen, Adam Silver has a lot of more pressure on him to praise his faces of the league, to praise his superstars, because look at 70. What? How many percentage of blacks are in the NBA?
It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying.
This isn't black or white.
But flip it to the MLB. It's a little bit easier to say something to a Mike Trout. It's a little bit easier. To say he should be doing this and he should be doing that.
No, it's not. Why?
There's like a little bit. Why? There's a little bit of holdback, I think, in the NBA because it's a lot harder for Silver in this time of day,
no.
in this day and age, to express yourself.
No, that's just stupidity. This is a commissioner that gets it. That's what this is.
I'm not saying he shouldn't. This is a commissioner that gets it. I'm not saying he shouldn't.
This is why the NBA and the players love Adam Silver, because he defends his superstars. And he's defending it. Like, this would be easy for Adam Silver to look the other way. I think you're wrong on this one. It would be so easy for him to turn the other cheek and say, I don't get involved in politics, I don't want to pick a bone with the president, and all that stuff. He's not doing that. He's coming out in his defense, the face of his league. We're talking about a Mount Rushmore kind of player, man.
No, yeah. He is. On and off the court. He is. 100%.
I don't know if you heard this. I was told today. I didn't see it, but LeBron James took a hat off a fan that was at the queue, a Make America Great Again hat, and took it off his head and threw it on the floor. Now, I mean,
And the president's thinking about that? That's my point.
Yeah, because
you got bigger things to worry about, man. You got Russia meddling in our fucking elections.
I understand that, but that's the type of guy he is. He's not a real like our normal presidents that we've had before.
Listen,
this guy's a different animal.
I'm not agreeing. I'm not defending.
No,
president
I'm not
Trump.
Even a big Trump supporter.
I don't care about that. You don't have to be a Trump supporter. You don't have to be a Hillary supporter. It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is, I don't care who the president is. The president should not be taking this stance against one of the greatest role models sports has ever given us.
And none of them would have, except for him, this guy. None of the other presidents would have.
Carl Anthony Towns sent a tweet. He's like, wait, let me get this straight. Flint, Michigan still has dirty water, and this guy is worried about an interview and about a man doing good for kids in his community. Like, that's the truth. That, like, he takes time out of his day to tweet stupid shit. That's who we got.
We know that.
That's
though.
Who we got.
He's been doing that since he started. Yeah. We know
so
that.
So that's who we got. That's who we got to deal with. So you don't light that fire. That's all I'm saying. Is he is who he is. You can't control. You can't kick him out. You can't be bigger than him and better than him.
No, I'm not calling for his impeachment. I'm just upset that the man responsible for this country's future, my kids' future, is picking a bone on Twitter with one of the greatest role models we've ever seen. I have a problem with that.
We can talk about that all day.
I have a problem with that.
It's not going to be the last.
It's ridiculous.
And you'll probably get voted back for another 4 years.
It's ridiculous, so, man.
That's America.
It is as out of bounds as you can get for something you do.
Totally.
And it's just, I get it. Look, I get what's happening. All right, for a guy who picks a bone with the media, you circumvent the media and you go right to Twitter and you get your message out. You get whatever message you want out, because on Twitter, nobody's asking you questions directly that you have to respond to. You say what you want to say. You say your piece. You don't have to fact check it. You don't have to answer to the fact checks or any of that stuff. When you're in front of a microphone in front of 30 reporters,
right,
people ask you questions and then call you out on your bullshit.
Right.
So I get what's happening here. I have a problem with it. I have a problem with it on every level, not just sports, but especially in sports.
Right, and he's getting all the bigger names against him. He's even though Jordan spoke. Jordan never speaks.
Jordan
never
took
comes
LeBron's
out.
Side.
Yeah, I know.
Has Jordan ever taken LeBron's side?
Yeah, I know. So now look, that's what you want, Trump? You want everybody to hate you more?
Listen.
Like, this is ridiculous.
This is bigger than it is on the surface, okay? LeBron James is powerful. His words,
definitely powerful.
His words matter. So guess what LeBron is going to be very active in about 2 years?
Yeah, run for president.
The next election.
Run
okay.
For it. Why not?
Then it's going to be, who is LeBron James endorsing? Who is LeBron James supporting? And that's going to matter. That is absolutely going to matter. That's going to get people off their asses who haven't voted or don't care to vote to actually go vote because of something this stupid. This is just stupid on every freaking level.
Yeah, we're in line of getting either an athlete or a movie star of some sort to be our next president. That's what we're in line for.
Dwayne Johnson.
Or a woman. Woman president. Why not?
The Rock.
Yeah.
I'll take The Rock.
Yeah.
He's the nicest man in the world.
But he beat all odds, though. I mean, like I said, Hollywood was against him. All the athletes were against him.
Right.
And he still won.
I'm not the
I'm not even getting into the politics.
Yeah, I don't want to get into the politics.
I'm just saying.
It's just so stupid.
No, it is.
It's stupid.
It's almost stupid to continue talking about it, actually.
All right, then let's move on.
We can move on.
Speaking of another stupid, in the state of Ohio, where a lot of stupid people come from, Urban Meyer.
I agree.
Unadministratively, we can say that because we're from Michigan.
Damn.
We have a history.
Damn.
We have a history of Ohio.
I was just in Ohio, too.
I'm fired up, man.
Yeah, that's the only thing good in Ohio, maybe Cedar Point.
Did you do any cow tipping when you were there?
No, they wouldn't tip. Damn.
Too fat? Urban Meyer, on administrative leave, controversy with a coach on his staff. We're talking physical, not physical. Well, he says it's not physical.
Of course he lied, yeah.
We're talking about abuse of a spouse. Urban Meyer right now on administrative leave as Ohio State investigates this thing. First of all, Michigan fans are besides themselves. So happy.
Loving it.
Okay, I'm a huge Michigan fan, but this has nothing to do with football. Nothing. I don't care. I actually want him.
You're saying whatever's going on right now and why he's on administrative leave?
No, I'm saying.
You don't think it'll affect the game?
No, I'm saying him.
The organization?
If he gets fired or not. Like, I actually don't want him to get fired because I want to beat him. So, you know, obviously most Michigan fans want him to get fired.
That's what his coach said about his wife.
Okay.
I'm not laughing about it. I'm like, this is a serious matter.
It is very serious, and it has nothing to do with football. But in Ohio, it has everything to do with football. That's all they care about is winning, and they don't care about the victim whatsoever. I'm on Twitter all day, and they are ripping me.
They're ripping you for what?
Because I'm saying that I don't want him fired because I want to beat him. But they're saying
he's gone.
No, he's not.
He's
gone.
As good as gone.
No, he's not gone.
He does not survive this.
He is not gone because you know why? Who's doing the investigation? Ohio people. They have an outside investigation inside. Okay, it's all Ohio people that are doing the investigation.
Steve, if this was 2010, I would be with you. This is 2018.
It doesn't matter.
This is 2018 when the Me Too movement is alive and well.
It doesn't matter.
Okay? You can't sneeze in somebody's face without getting fired today.
Why isn't he fired already then?
Because this is the process. No, this is the protocol.
No. The longer this goes, the better it is for him.
He has a responsibility. Jim Tressel got fired because he had players getting tattoos.
Yeah, he's a snake too. They're all snake. And I told you this before. I told you Urban Meyer was a snake. I told you. And you were like, you can't prove it. Of course I can't prove it. But eventually something will come out.
This is it. And you think he's going to survive this? There's no way he survives this.
He survived Florida after 35 arrests.
He is not.
Okay. He covered for a murder. Okay.
He is not surviving this. I'm telling you right now, there is no way Urban Meyer survives this situation in Ohio State. You can't. You absolutely cannot. He's got the responsibility.
You know why he's
going to
survive? They threw their AD under the bus. They threw him under the bus.
It doesn't matter.
He said he reported it to the AD, or he said higher authority.
He lied.
Okay, but
you can't trust anything he's saying. Okay. So they're going to go around him. And the guy.
Who? The people in Ohio?
The guy at the center of all of it says, yeah, I told him.
No.
I told him.
Yeah, and he said he reported it, which is his job, to report it to higher authority. That's what he told. After he said he didn't know about it. After he said he didn't know about it.
Exactly. So he lied. Now you trust him that he says he told a higher power?
But he can lie to the media, they said. It's legal to lie to the media, they said.
It doesn't matter.
He wasn't.
He lied, okay?
I agree.
He's lost all credibility by that.
I agree.
They're calling him Urban Liar.
That's what I was going to say, actually. They don't have hard proof, and I don't think.
Well, it doesn't matter. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
They have text. You got to have proof. You got to have proof this day and age.
Not anymore. Not in 2018.
They have text messages. We don't see all the text messages.
You don't need proof anymore.
You gotta have proof.
You don't.
Did you see this text
message?
Not
today. This is not a criminal investigation.
Did you see this text message? Let me read it to you. Okay. The wife Courtney is talking to her ex husband Zach, the coach. He says, "Think about the past. Think back to cheating, lies, picking me up by my neck, strangling me in Punta Cana, and the play at our place in April." The abuse got worse because you couldn't stand me catching you in your lies. He says, I know. Now continue your lies. He says, I am so sorry. You know what the Ohio people said to fans? Text can be edited. That's not that you can just put anybody's name. Yeah. That's their defense. All the people there.
I just told you Ohio people are stupid.
Yeah, they are.
They'll sell out for football.
They are.
Fans are stupid. They will sell out for football. For their coach because he just won him a title.
But another grind. This guy was in a coaching.
He's on his staff.
He was on his staff.
Yeah,
wide receiver.
And he was beating up his wife, right?
Yes.
Okay. Was she pregnant? Did I hear that she was pregnant?
She was 8-10 weeks pregnant, something
that. you know, I'm not like
he says he
I'm
never
not,
physically assaulted
I'm not,
her.
I'm not for that at all. Okay, don't misinterpret me.
None of us are.
But like everybody's got problems, man. Outside, everybody's got problems. Maybe he has problems. Maybe he had problems at home too. Maybe he has problems with his wife. Maybe this. Maybe that. Maybe his kids.
Problems is one thing, but like abuse is another.
But
that's a crime.
He's not abusing his coach, whatever. Yeah, it's part of his staff.
It doesn't matter.
It's part of his staff. Like my workers. Like I can't control what they're doing outside of work.
They're part of a big university that get paid millions of dollars.
I know, man.
But he has a responsibility.
He's got a contract to tell people.
Listen, to the fans who say this has nothing to do with football, this is more than football. Okay? Urban Meyer.
That's what I'm saying.
As the head coach of that football program. We've talked about this with the
than football.
We've talked about this with the MSU thing and the scandal there and all this. They have a responsibility to these young men that are in their program. Coming up the ranks and learning. So we've talked about it. These guys come from different backgrounds. Some come from terrible backgrounds without mothers and without fathers and incarcerated parents and whatever their issues are. It's not all gravy for them. And I get that. Okay? They go to these universities and these coaches have a higher responsibility than just the game of football. You have to set standards. You have to set.
They're making millions of dollars?
Yes, Urban Meyer
is not the other coach, but
if he's the top guy and the guys below him, that's a reflection on you. I'm sorry,
totally.
And if you knew about it and swept it under the rug,
right?
And lied
but without the proof,
lied how much
saying,
you
though.
Knew, but it doesn't. You don't need proof anymore for this. This is not a criminal investigation on Urban Meyer. This is an indictment on him by the people of Ohio and the people of the United States, the fans, the analysts. The league, NCAA, is not going to look at this. They're not going to turn the other way. They don't care about Urban Meyer and what his standing is at Ohio State.
Why don't they take care of it then? Instead of hiring an outside organization that's all Ohio people. That's ridiculous.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does.
There is no way he survives this. There is no way
Can you read that quote for me?
If you lie, you can never coach again.
That was on the NBA basketball scandal, the NCAA scandal.
Yeah, that was before he got he was thrown under the bus for this.
Right.
So by his own words, by his own indictments.
I wish somebody would bring that up to him.
Of wow. course he's listen, he is not going to survive this.
I just feel he will. Because it's Ohio.
There's no way.
And even if he doesn't, they'll find another grimy coach because they had two in a row.
Listen, we've already learned about this through the history of the NCAA and these scandals. You've already seen it, Joe Pa.
Yeah, but that was
people
that
thought he couldn't be touched.
Well, that was
at Penn State. Right? People thought he couldn't be touched.
He's getting around this. They couldn't get around that. He's trying to get around this one.
Well, of course, he's trying to get
but
around.
But they couldn't get around that at Penn State. They had people actually see.
It doesn't matter. Your responsibility. This is why it happens. This is why CEOs get fired and CFOs get fired and all these people get fired because you are held to a standard as the leader. He is the face of Ohio State, Urban Meyer. Is he not?
More than the mayor, probably. He's governor of Ohio. He's the highest.
He is the face of Ohio State football.
Could it be true that he did not know?
He's already
said. Tell the boss?
Your wife, okay, say you're painters or whatever, like you said, you and Johnny are partners, right?
Right.
And God forbid something happens and your wife and Catherine talk.
Yeah.
You're not going to know about it for 3 years?
No, they
sleep in the same house, in the same bed.
Yeah,
she's not going to tell him nothing. This happened in 2009 when they were at Florida that they were having problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they counseled them. They counseled the marriage council. They went together, and now he doesn't know about 2015. But now it comes out that he does know, and
listen,
he lied.
This all has the makings of what?
What could actually keep him there? What could actually then?
There's
tell
nothing.
Me?
He's nothing? Not. He is not going to be the coach of Ohio State football. He is not. There is absolutely, positively, no way he survives.
You
this.
Don't know Ohio.
you sound pretty confident.
It's a different breed. I mean,
have you been paying attention in the past 2 years?
I've been reading.
That's why I'm confident. There is absolutely no way he can survive this. Absolutely no way.
Did you see the interview with Zach?
Yes.
He looked scared. Like, he was totally backing him. They were throwing the AD under the bus, which I think they're going to get rid of the AD just to keep Urban Meyer.
I think they're all going to go. They're all going to go.
They should, but I don't think it's
going to
happen.
They are all going to go. They all have the same responsibility. It doesn't matter if nobody knows who the hell the AD is, if nobody knows his name,
right,
or if they know it. It doesn't matter. He is in a position of power. He is in a position to make these decisions and hold these people to those standards. And his job is on the line if he knew about this and did nothing. It's simple as that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
I agree. I just don't think it's
there is
happen.
No way. There is absolutely no way he can get out of this. I mean, this has all the makings of what you know about big organizations, big bad NCAA. You know, she says she was pressured by lawyers to not say more, not come forward, not press charges, not do this, not do that. Come on, man. It has the writing is on the wall. And as a Michigan fan, you should be ecstatic.
I'm not, because I think they'll just find another grimy coach right after him. Like, if they just get rid of him and have his assistants, what's the difference? You don't think they learned under him how to cheat? Exactly.
Well, he's got to go. He's got to go.
He does, for sure.
I read him ahead of the snake.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, that's what you want.
But he's got mentors
that's
under
what you
him.
Want.
That's where this guy learned. This guy was a grad assistant at Florida.
And it'll come out with
but,
them, too.
But I get that how it'll you, come out you with want them him too. To stay so you can try to beat him.
Fuck that, man.
Well, you haven't beat him in how many
Screw
years.
That.
So.
Well, but exactly. That's why. That's why. No, I want him gone for what he's hiding. But the football part, I want to beat him.
Will you guys get it? Will Michigan, will we get it, the credit we deserve if we end up beating him when he's not there?
No, they'll say, no, you couldn't beat him. Yeah, no.
Right.
No. So, if this was Jim Harbaugh, I would want him gone in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Well, let's talk about Jim Harbaugh since we're on it.
Oh, why not? Good segue.
Going into the season, a lot of people think he's on the hot seat.
Why?
In Michigan.
Why?
Because he hasn't done anything.
But
he was supposed to come here and save the program.
First 2 years, he won 10 games.
What'd that get him?
He didn't have no quarterback.
Okay.
No quarterback.
He's supposed to be the quarterback whisperer.
He does.
Okay, is he going into his fourth season?
He's going into his fourth, yes.
How does the quarterback whisperer not have a quarterback in 3 years?
Well, that's the only problem he's had is he hasn't had...
that's a big problem.
Okay, but, I mean, first year he had a transfer quarterback, and they did good. Second year, he was what, 2 inches away from the football playoffs at Ohio State. Took him to double overtime.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying. It's not. We lost.
You didn't get it. Nobody remembers two inches.
I'm just saying. No, everybody remembers it because it was a
Michigan
controversial
fans.
Spot.
Michigan
so,
remembers. That's
you
it.
Know,
you
know, it was
in.
A controversial spot. So every we remember.
You don't think
course.
He's on a hot seat?
No,
I think he is.
He will never get fired until he. If he leaves, he leaves. He will never get fired.
That's.
If
this was Central Michigan University, probably not. He'll never get fired. This
He'll
is
fire his ass.
This is sure. The big house, man.
It doesn't matter. You have to find somebody.
You got to produce.
You have to find somebody that's better than him.
You've got to produce.
You
got to
find somebody that can recruit and produce better than him.
Well, that's what's disappointing because the first thing I said, I was excited when they brought
when I heard the rumblings that
Jim Harbaugh was possibly coming to Michigan. It was the perfect marriage.
Everybody, got
okay,
excited.
I was happy. Because it wasn't even about his coaching style. I didn't even care about that. I wasn't even thinking about that at the time. I just said, what is this going to do for recruiting? It's going to do wonders for recruiting. You got a Super Bowl coach and then with NFL experience.
It sounded
right.
It felt
right. What do these guys who go to these big universities to play football want to do? They want to go to the NFL. And you couldn't have a better guy, a better representative of what it takes to get to the NFL at that time than Jim Harbaugh.
Right.
Going into his fourth year.
Pressure's on him.
Michigan has nothing to show for it.
Well, last year was tough. Last year was tough. They had a third-string quarterback play last year.
How can he not be on the hot seat?
He's not because I don't know. I just think that
you just like him. You just like him.
No. If I can find somebody that's better,
it's not always about finding somebody better though. When the guy you have that you're paying, what's he making? Like $9 million a year?
Yeah.
Highest paid coach in college football?
You know what else? Why? Guess how many season tickets they sold. Guess how many
this
year.
Well, that's Michigan, man. They're always selling.
87,000 season
ticket holders.
They're
always selling tickets. The big house.
That's crazy.
The big house.
They're already selling.
Okay, so of course. So why does this pay matter then?
I'm just saying.
They're making money hand over fist. So you're going to pay him.
Because if you're not winning, Steve.
Well, he is winning, but not.
You're not winning. If you're not making
it, he's not beating his rivals. It's not that Michigan can't afford it. I'm not saying that.
Well,
but you can't be the highest paid coach in college football and not have anything to show for it.
Right.
Well,
that's the whole idea of, I mean, that's the idea of the workforce. When you're an employee and you get awards or you get, you know, whatever it is. What award did Frank get at work? perfect attendance?
Perfect attendance, yeah.
He should be able to go to his bosses when it's time for a review or time to get a raise and say, hey, I'm dependable. I'm here. I got something to show for it.
And you're continuing to pay the guy the most in the college.
If they win 10 games, 11 games,
that hurts.
He'll be
that
fine.
Starts hurting.
He'll be fine. Huh? Okay. If they win 10, 11 games every year, he'll be fine. You're not going to go 12-0. You're not. Okay, you might if you get lucky. But there's a local guy here in Metro Detroit on the radio. We all know him. And he said, Michigan State and Michigan will never win a national title because they don't play like the big boys.
You're saying they don't play dirty.
Yes.
They don't
exactly.
cheat.
Exactly. Exactly.
They've won.
Exactly.
Michigan's won national championships before.
Exactly. Well, what? It was back when?
The Lloyd Carr days.
Okay. And they won. It was a half national title split.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the playoff system like they do now. Okay. You can't compete with Bama and Clemson right now. You can't. Whatever they're doing. Georgia, they lost 8 games. They won 8-5 last 2 years ago. And they got 5 5-star recruits. How? I thought winning mattered. What after they won 8-5, so
you can't prove it.
Like you said, you can't prove what they're doing wrong. But I mean, I don't know.
They eventually all get caught. That's what you're seeing. You know why? Because there's somebody across the street willing to pay you more,
right?
Or do more,
right?
So what happens?
It might not even be
then
money.
Then you're willing to rat people out.
It might not even be money. It might be just
whatever it is. Whatever promises are being made, obviously aren't being kept.
Yeah.
So
Michigan's not going to do that.
Right.
And they don't get JUCO players either, which hurts them. All these other two will get JUCO players.
Listen, Michigan has always held athletes to a higher standard.
Correct.
Does that hurt them? Probably. But at some point, this whole idea of the cheating and whatever, people are going to get caught. Somebody's going to do it better, always. Right? But you get a guy in Jim Harbaugh who's clearly a talented. He's a talented coach. All right, he turned Colin Kaepernick into a star for a short time in the NFL. Gave up on his starter, Alex Smith, and gave Kaepernick a chance, and all of a sudden he's in the Super Bowl. He lost to his big bro.
Yeah.
But Harbaugh has to show something.
I agree.
He has to show something, or he's gone.
You're fighting for these recruits, though, these five-star recruits, and you're dealing with Alabama.
It doesn't matter. You're Jim fucking Harbaugh.
It doesn't matter.
You're
when
playing
you
at the big house.
Are you gonna go to a school at the big house, or are you gonna go to school where they buy your parents a home, or a car? That's what you're dealing with.
But you're fucking Jim Harbaugh. You can do something.
You're
not gonna
trying.
Get every guy.
He's
not
trying.
Everybody wants a house and a car.
He's trying. I mean, he's getting good recruits. This next year's recruiting class is really good.
That's by the way, I heard the same thing last year, though. I heard the same thing from your mouth, actually, too.
They are. They're
last
good, though.
Year. Last year, I heard they
they're
were getting
good,
great
though.
Recruits.
Listen, I get it. Okay.
It's fourth year. He's got a show.
But you know what happened last year?
It's time.
You know
That's
what
it.
Happened last year? Our top two quarterbacks went down. How are you supposed to win? There's only maybe one or two programs in the country that can win with a third-string quarterback. That's Bama.
That's just okay,
and
that's,
Ohio State did it, but, you know, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. You got to take the whole picture. The whole picture of his time here, he's got nothing to show for it. And when you got a guy coming in with the expectations that Jim Harbaugh comes in with, and you don't, he's underachieved.
He took an 8-win team with the same players and won 10 games.
Okay, congratulations, 2 more wins.
Right, but I'm saying, actually they won 7-5, I think it was.
And this year, his head's on a chopping block.
That's
so.
What I'm saying.
It is not.
He's got to show something.
And they
got
to, because
he's finally got his quarterback. That's all the talk.
Well, no,
right?
Well, they're assuming. They don't know.
But this
they
is supposed
know.
To be the guy.
He's supposed to be better than what we've had. So we're going to see how he plays.
Okay.
And
so if they've had not-so-great quarterbacks and this is the guy that's supposed to be better.
If he's
better. You expect the results to be better.
Yeah, if he's better, the results will be better. Because
he should be better. He's playing for the so-called
obvious, though,
QB whisperer.
Right. Plus, we get our number one receiver back. He was hurt all last year.
I'm just saying, there's a lot on the table for Jim Harbaugh, and I think it's more than what Michigan
we'll
fans
see. We'll see. I don't I
want
just,
want to admit.
Me personally, yeah. If he doesn't, if he goes 9-3 again, I would think he's on a hot seat. But all around,
one win is going to make the difference on whether he's in a hot seat or not.
What are you saying
for you?
No, I'm just saying if 9-3, that means you're losing to Ohio State. You're losing probably to Michigan State. Your two biggest rivals that you need to beat. If he doesn't beat those teams,
you gotta beat those guys.
Yeah,
man.
If he doesn't beat them, then I don't know.
You gotta beat Ohio State without Oscar Mayer, and you gotta beat
Oscar Mayer Wiener.
And you got to beat Michigan State. You have to.
Urban Meyer.
You have to. You've got to beat those guys.
Is it Myers?
Both on the road.
Meyer. Meyer. Okay, Don't you dare.
Both.
Don't you dare.
It's a tough schedule. It is. But if the quarterback.
Tough schedule.
It is. You got to go at Michigan State. At
so what?
At Ohio State.
You got to win ball games, man.
At Notre Dame.
Excuses, so man. What, man. Excuses.
No, I think we'll be. I think we'll win. I think we'll win at least 10, maybe 11. If the quarterback pans out how they're saying he is,
the I think we win 11 games. If the quarterback's Tom Brady, yeah.
Not Tom Brady wasn't even good in college. He was good, but not like.
I'm comparing him to Tom Brady now.
No.
If my grandma had. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Major League
move
Baseball.
On.
Frank's favorite segment.
Yeah.
Baseball Frank, sucks. You're going to love it.
Mark, you sent me the report. MLB this year. You're not going to believe this. Breaking news.
This is nuts.
The games in Major League Baseball this year, on average, are 5 minutes shorter.
Wow.
All because the MLB changed
that's a piss break.
Six mound visits.
Like, who
can, can we just start by saying the MLB is like celebrating this? Like, oh my God, we've shaved 5 minutes.
It's pretty sad. The average last year was 3 hours and 5 minutes and 11 seconds. That was the average of a game last year, 2017. This year, two thirds in, we're at 3 hours and 7 seconds.
Woo!
So
more than
trying,
5 minutes.
If
five and change.
Yeah. If it doesn't get below 2 hours and 55 minutes, they're going to bring in the 18-second pitch clock.
So they want
with runners,
without runners.
Well, without runners on base.
Okay.
If runners are on base, they scratch the clock.
Let's talk about this.
Let's not.
What's 5 minutes worth to you? Right. We've all been there.
It's a step into the right direction. 5 minutes.
Do you care,
it's
though?
It's crawling.
I don't care, man.
In the right
I want
direction.
The game to prosper.
Right. You go there to
okay?
enjoy the
listen,
game.
Listen, I want the game to prosper. You have to adjust to the times, right? I'm fine with the game the way it is. The way it is.
If you go from 3 hours
I have
to
no
2 hours
problem.
And a half.
I have no problem. I have no problem watching the games today.
Nobody,
no problem.
If you,
no problem. But you got to change with the times. And the times are calling for shorter this and less that and less this. And faster here, faster there. For this game to survive, unfortunately, you have to. Right? I'm not a big social media fan guy, but I got involved because I had to. I had to. I had to get involved with everybody. I had to be what everybody else is doing. Or you're going to be left out. And that's where baseball's at. They're
at Marco G45.
They're going to be left out. And if they don't catch up, and that's the problem. So I'm with this, and this is a positive. I mean, it's 5 minutes, but it's... It's a step maybe into the right direction. They might get better and get better. It might get faster for all these millennials and these people that want fast, fast, fast. It's got to happen.
Listen, we've all been there, right? You type in the address in the GPS.
And pick 5 minutes faster and route,
you
right?
Pick, you
and
pick,
you're happy about
you
it.
You pick the 5 minute faster route. But also, when you pick that, you're trying to beat that time, right? That's your challenge. You're like, I'm going
to
beat this time.
Trying to beat
I'm
it.
Not getting there at 3:56, motherfucker. I'm getting there at 3:50. That's
but
the ultimate thing, right? You got a smile on your face when
you
see
if we don't
your 2 minutes.
To 2 hours and 55,
okay,
we're bringing in the pitch clock.
Do you know what they would have to? They're two thirds into the season, and they're trying to shave 10 minutes from last year. Mm-hmm. They're halfway there. You do the math. They've got a third of the way to go. They have to drastically decrease the game time,
cut innings. I think
the rest of the way, they drastically have to do it, and it doesn't help that the Tigers. The other night just went 13 innings. That's not going to help their cause.
Yeah,
that's going to inflate the average. The time of the game is not the problem. It's
well,
not
it's
the problem.
Part of it. It's part of it, though.
It's a very small part of it. It's
time,
a very.
What do you mean? Yeah,
it's
no,
a very
it
small part of it.
No, it is because
you just said you have no problem watching a game if it's 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours.
Listen,
that doesn't matter.
It's not the biggest problem. It's not the only problem. Obviously,
I
there's,
love
there's a
that,
lot of other problems, but like me. Let me step back. I don't have a problem. Everybody else does. People that are they're trying to shade away from the game because they want change. Listen, I'm not going to find the perfect problem to fix in the game because I don't have a problem with it.
There's a lot of problems.
But whatever they can fix and whatever we can do to keep the game relevant, you know.
I think, listen, it is
relevant. I'm, listen, the game's better than relevant in my eyes. It's popular. There's A lot of people talking about it on sports radio, guys, still. A lot of it.
Because it's the only thing going on right now in sports.
No, it's... Yeah, well, it's baseball season. What do you want them to do? It's baseball season.
It's the only sport in season, so of course they're going to talk about it. They have to.
Do you watch games on TV, like the whole game?
No, I don't.
No, I don't know. I don't know anybody that does.
Like, I'm going to be honest.
Except for my dad.
I'm going to be honest.
With the headphones on.
I'll keep track of Tigers, like, on my phone,
but
I'll watch some highlights on my phone. Like, to watch a whole game right now, I'm going to be honest. I don't watch
Well, we don't have time
a whole Tigers
to watch
game.
It.
That's the problem, too, but, like, when they were good, I made time.
But I'm thinking more of going to the game instead of watching it on TV. I'm talking about going to the game, like 10 minutes. Like, I want to be there. I went there for a reason.
I love going to the
game.
Yeah,
like, time is not a problem unless you want to beat traffic.
But when your team's not good at all and you don't even know who your
third
baseman
is. That's the cycle. That's what baseball does.
When Candelario's not at third, you don't know who the other guy is.
Right.
So it's tough. It's tough to watch.
Time of the game is just not, it's just not the issue, because the idea of how many people
help,
are watching and everything in
help.
Sports is changing, okay? I watch.
This is not a Detroit Tigers thing. This is a whole, you know, even the Dodgers.
This is a Major League Baseball thing.
Everybody, yeah.
I'm just saying, though, like, you guys know, I watch a lot of basketball. I don't watch it all live. I don't watch it all in front of the TV.
I
gotta watch
family,
some on my
kids.
I gotta watch some on my phone. I watch highlights here. I watch highlights there. So the viewing habits have changed as well. But the Major League Baseball's problem is not the time. It's everything else. It's a shitty commissioner. It's a shitty marketing scheme. It just doesn't help. You've got a lot of foreign players in Major League Baseball that don't speak great English, that can't get out in front of the camera and you know, win the crowd over. Okay, I get that. There are a lot of games. It's a long season. If you want to shorten anything, shorten the season. Give me 10 fewer games. How about that? How about 10 fewer games so I'm not freezing my ass off at Comerica Park in April, and I'm not freezing my ass off at Comerica Park in October. I don't want to watch baseball in 30-degree weather.
Get with the times, I'm in. Whatever it is to get with the times. But
yeah, get with the times. Market your players better.
Right. Well, like
put
like,
them in front of the
like
camera.
Baseball and now, well, hockey's always had this problem, but baseball is starting to become hockey.
Yeah.
They're not marketing their superstars and their players. You have LeBron James that makes the news every day. You got Tiger Woods that makes the news every day in golf. You got Roger Federer making, you know, headlines, still winning at age 40. You have all these. They're doing a great job marketing. Those sports are doing a great job marketing their own place. Serena Williams, don't let me forget her. All that stuff.
Don't forget about Serena Williams.
But, like, baseball, like, who do you see? Who's out there? Who's in front of your screen on your TV when you're flipping through channels, when you're watching commercials?
A guy who doesn't speak English.
When
very
you go
well.
To a party store and you pick out a Gatorade bottle, who's on it? There's nothing. It's not there. That's what they're falling into the trap of hockey. And even hockey had Crosby and Ovechkin, but they're not put out there like they should be.
Well,
baseball's fallen into that, and it doesn't help when the commissioner, you know,
but
what we talked about,
I told
bashes
you,
his own fucking
I told you a couple
star.
Weeks ago. First of all, the nature of baseball, like, it's a beautiful sport. It's a beautiful sport
it's
to
gorgeous.
Play.
It's
a
gorgeous.
Beautiful sport to watch.
It's gorgeous.
But it's not sexy.
It is sexy.
There are no sex. You know the difference, though.
Man.
You go to the bar and you can find a beautiful woman.
Dota, come
you can
on.
Find,
don't give me that shit.
Listen to me. Listen.
No.
Listen. You know what I'm talking
it's
about.
Sexy.
You go to the bar. You go to the bar and you can see a beautiful woman, and then you see a sexy woman. There's a difference.
Come on.
There's a difference.
Fucking...
Baseball's not sexy. Defense is not sexy. And the best plays in baseball are on defense. Those are the best plays.
Home runs are not sexy.
They're overrated.
Fucking bat flips and looking at the pitcher and charging the mound and giving that eye.
Who charges
a
mound?
And slow
hit a home run?
Home run.
How many times
the bases?
Have you seen a guy charge a mound this year?
There's, what do you mean? Not, I don't know about this year.
Exactly.
Well, you want more of that? You want fakeness?
No, I want,
you want
action.
Them to fake?
You want action.
Charge the mound?
If you like home runs, give me more home runs.
You're
I don't want to see
it.
A strikeout. I don't want to see 14
it.
Strikeouts,
you're getting,
man.
You're getting more.
I don't want to see Justin Verlander go for 14
you're
strikeouts.
You're getting more home runs because of the shift. They're not hitting it on the ground. You're getting more home runs.
No.
You are. Listen.
No, you're.
Harper is the only one that probably has, like, the style to, like, jump off your screen and to, like, promote.
He's got swagger.
But, yeah. But
he's rough around the edges.
He's
got beautiful
edges.
Hair.
Like, he's got that. But
he's got a nice beard.
Yeah, so
he's got a nice swing.
I don't know.
Swing.
They gotta figure that out.
That baseball's just not sexy enough. I'm sorry. That's baseball's got a problem, man, and they need to wake up. They need to wake up. Analytics is what's killed baseball. All right? That's what they're doing. The shift. You're eliminating hits. You're taking away home runs. You're not putting guys on base. It's not the time of the game. I'm telling you.
That was a good movie, though.
What movie?
Moneyball.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good movie, though.
Yeah.
It was fun.
But it was about.
It worked at that time.
At that time.
And they still started doing it, but it's getting too
and
much.
What
it, yeah.
And what did.
They're relying
and,
on it.
And
much.
What did he do? He won a lot of regular season games. Didn't win a lot of playoff games.
He never had, you know, well, he had some stars, but nothing.
No, that's
the market wasn't attractive enough.
Baseball's in trouble, man. I'm telling you. Shaving 10 minutes from the game is not the answer. It's just not.
Part of it. It could help.
It's a very, very, very small part of it. Is it ridiculous that David Price takes 30 seconds in between pitches? Yes. It's ridiculous.
No, yeah,
it's
those things got to change.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Those things got to change. But when you've seen David Ortiz come up to the plate, and he was doing that with his glove, you know, and then he was right. slapping his hand, you thought that was cool. And every time you went to go grab a bat, you pretended you were David Ortiz.
Yeah.
Like those things are.
You promote that.
You can't do that no more.
You promote that guy.
You can't do that no more. And that's the little
that's
stuff.
That's cool.
And that's the little stuff
that's
that I
sexy.
Loved about the game. The little stuff. That stuff. Now it's all gone. That's what bothers me.
Well, that and exactly what I'm getting at. They're addressing the wrong part of the game. That's not the problem. That's what you promote. That batting
Maybe.
Stance, that movement in there. It's just
Maybe.
I'm sorry, man. When the best plays are on defense, it's not sexy. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. Football, you get a turnover, you're waiting for the guy to take it to the house. You get a fumble, it's a change of possession. Oh, crap, did it happen inside the 20? Oh, we got a chance to score now. It doesn't happen that way in baseball. A defensive play, you can't turn that around into action. That's what's exciting. A turnover in basketball, right? Transition points. You can get to the basket. You get an alley-oop. You get a transition.
Defense.
You get a transition three.
Defense is as great as it is in on the offense,
but you
side
get
baseball.
It,
what are you talking about?
The action in baseball.
Snag, fucking short hop, climb the wall, catch.
They're great athletes.
Gun the guy from center field.
They're great athletic
plays. Come on, man.
But it ends with that defensive play. And
yeah,
that's
exciting.
No.
It's a great play.
No.
They play defense. They play defense in the sport.
Well, you have to.
NBA, they don't.
But when they do, it's still exciting. It's sexy because turnovers turn into transition points, and that's what's fun. A transition three, a transition alley-oop. A half-court shot. You don't have that in baseball. That's what's missing. They're missing the fundamentals of those sexy plays that turn around the game. I'm sorry. It ends with defense, and you get no opportunity to turn that back around into something. You know what I'm saying?
Bottom line, sports fans nowadays, the new generation nowadays.
It's everybody.
Want to watch drama.
Exactly.
Are attracted to drama. When there's drama, they're attracted to it. Whatever is going on in the sport. That's what baseball doesn't have much of that. Either does hockey. So that's why it lacks. Because you can post stuff, you can talk about it, you can throw your comments on Twitter, on Instagram about how this guy is doing this and this guy's doing that. And that's how the sport itself, you know, gets attracted and people want to, you know, draw their attention to that.
Well, most
so it's all drama. It's all drama based. That's how you get attracted to the sport nowadays. It's not about the actual game anymore. Football, they said they lost ratings of, you know, television ratings.
Yeah, but I don't believe that is because of what they think it is. I think it's because viewing habits have just changed. We're busier than we've ever been.
But it's still the number one sport is where I'm getting at.
Yeah.
They're still the number one sport. It didn't lose that title yet.
No,
so
it would have a long way
so
to go.
Obviously, people like seeing that.
Yeah,
they somehow still tune in, right?
Yes.
There's not enough of it. That's
football
why.
Is king.
But there's
games,
not enough drama
why.
In baseball. It's technical. It's
they're all
fundamental.
Latin,
it's
all Latin American.
You know, it's like a chess match where it can be boring. But if you're not paying attention to the game and seeing what's going on, then you know you lose interest because you're not seeing the guy going.
1-0 games are boring. You got to sit through 9 innings.
For me,
or in the Tigers' case,
could be the best
or in the Tigers'
season.
Case, you went 13 innings for a 1-0 game. It's boring. That's beauty. But it's not sexy.
But then you got Boston versus New York. What was that final? 2-1?
Yeah.
4-1
It's still not sexy.
Today was 4-1
That's why they don't like soccer. Not enough action.
It was 2-1 but it was a great game. Porcello had a one hitter.
Yeah, not sexy.
I think it is.
I'm telling you, next time we go to the bar together, I'm going to point out the beautiful woman and the sexy woman, and you're going to understand my analogy.
Since I brought up Porcello, so a New England furniture store had a ad out to refund $100 million to whoever bought furniture from like March 28th to May 20th. Whoever who bought furniture in that time, if a Boston pitcher throws a no-no, a no-hitter.
Is that close?
It would have been like $100 million in refunds if Porcello would have thrown a no-no, but he had a one-hitter.
When did it go? When did he hit?
It was this weekend.
It was just yesterday.
When was the hit? What?
It was a one-hitter. He had a one-hitter.
What inning?
It was the third inning. Oh. Which is the funny part.
But that was the last game that they could have done it.
But that was the last game they could have done it.
Like if that one hit didn't happen.
So a furniture company would have been out $100 million.
You know what that tells me?
You know what that tells me?
Furniture is fucking overpriced. How do they go from a $2,000 bedroom set to a $1,000? Oh, blowout sale. That $2,000 bedroom set is now $1,000, and they're still making like $900 on that motherfucker.
They were sweating.
But yeah.
I'm sweating.
It was for a no-no after July 17th. So if they threw a no-no after July 17th, they would have.
And I think that was the last day. That was the last day for that.
But when I was reading it, and then he gave up his hit in the third, kind of like.
Well, you look back now, and you're like, well, what if he didn't give up that one hit? Yeah. That was the last day.
Whether it was a ninth or the third, it's still one hit.
Exactly.
Right? Right.
Exactly. So any final thoughts before we sign off here?
Nah. Trying to get my daughter to get focused again and swim. I know we talk about kids. John brings up his kids and stuff. So I just the other day.
She's just not interested or?
So she gets in this mood where she just decides to tell me, I don't want to swim anymore.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? Like, why? I don't know. She didn't have like a great reason. She just was getting tired of it, she's saying. She's 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she knows what she wants or what she should be doing yet. And she's like, I want to go back to tennis. So, yeah, it was great. Tennis was great. You know, she did it for 3 years, but she didn't progress at all in tennis. She didn't progress. And I seen that we're not going far with this. So let's go back to swim because she was doing really good in swim. And now coaches are pulling me to the side, saying how good she's doing. And she's going to go up a level, another level to like a silver level. Like silver at Lifetime is pretty good, you know. And then she throws me that. And then I had to have that, you know, that father-daughter talk and saying, listen, life's not easy. You know, you got your cousins. And I mentioned Johnny's kids, Mariana, Olivia. They go 5 days a week to soccer. You got Julian playing sports 5 days a week. You got Anthony, which is my sister-in-law's son, 5-6 days a week soccer. And I got to go to work too, 6-7 days a week. This is life. This is what we are thrown at. I know you're 10 years old, but you're only going 2 days a week.
Yeah.
You're only going maybe 3 days a week. Suck it up. Life's not fair. You're going to keep going. You're going to keep going. And that's it. Put a smile on your face. Let's go. We pulled up to the gym. And I said, I want a smile out of your face right now. I want you to change your attitude. And let's go in. And she was great after that. So we'll see. But just had that going on. It's tough, man. It's tough to be a parent.
It's
tough.
You know,
and the older they get, they're tough when they're little.
Right.
But they don't get easier.
No.
you know, like... Parents say, like, man, I wish our kid was walking already.
Right.
And then they start walking and they start bumping, you know, falling all over the place. And then that gets tough.
Oh, yeah.
I wish they were in school. You know, in the next step, I wish they were in school so, you know, we can just drop them off. But then you got homework and you got all this and they're failing a grade or a class or they're not doing so well. So you got to sit them down. It gets harder and harder and harder. But the reward is tremendous. And that's why we stick it out, right?
It's the best.
The reward is tremendous.
It's the best thing.
When that coach tells you how good she's doing, as a father, it makes you feel really, really good. So I know what she's good at, and I know that she needs to continue, and she'll get through it.
Well, it's tough. This is the iPad generation, so you know it's easy to want to sit there and play games and watch movies and all that stuff. So it's tough. But dad is my favorite job I've ever had, and I've had a lot of them.
For sure.
Kudos. You gotta keep motivating. Gotta keep them going. We're gonna get it wrapped up here. Want to thank you for listening. Please share with your friends. Give us a rating. Give us a review. Subscribe. You'll get a notification every time we do one of these. And we thank you for that. Have a great week.